Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. It's pretty here in North Carolina. And, we got a great show. We're going to empower you because that's what we like to do here. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. You know what we're going to do? We're going to be talking about that little UN report that says, it's eat bugs. That's what they're saying. If you need a little more protein, if you're starving, if you're, you know, not getting enough nutrition, they are recommending you eat bugs. So we're gonna talk about that. Also, we may have some time to talk about an anti-aging plan for you, and we'll see how the hour rolls. We do have a quack report, but a big reminder coming up Tuesday, 21st. Dr. Carly is going to be right here with us, so I hope you can join us for the show next Tuesday, and. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and Semper Fi, praying for our military. I always say that. Lift them up in prayer. Hey, we're lifting this entire nation up in prayer. We need God's help. We got all kinds of chaos going on, and we need righteous leadership restored. You know, think about it. All this stuff going on with the IRS and this and that. Oh, my goodness. Do we need help? And we need divine help. So I hope you'll join me as we ask for the Lord to restore this nation and to its righteous path. Now, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Hey, this is an interesting thing. They are working on those cloning techniques again. Scientists have been, you know, perfecting the cloning technology to, you know, transform human skin cells into embryonic skin cells. So they're getting closer. A research stopped just short of creating a new human, I've heard. But they showed that for the first time, it's possible for them to create cloned embryonic stem cells that are genetically identical to the person whom they derived it from. So these stem cells could go on to be turned into tissues for repairing heart, from heart attacks, nerves, muscles, bone, and other tissues that the human body kinds to damage from time to time. Now, since 1996, researchers have cloned about 20 different species, including rabbits and goats and cows and cats, and they've been unable, though, to create a biological equivalent copy of a monkey and, of course, human cells, but they're getting closer. They're getting closer. Now, according to Joseph Cabelli, he's a cloning expert at Michigan State University. He says it's just a matter of time before they produce a cloned monkey. And then what's next after that is cloning humans. Mm-hmm. The experiment, of course, all this stuff is published in the Journal of Cell Online. And, of course, the research was funded by the Oregon Health and Science University. And it was because of a grant from the Lequec Foundation of France. Researchers are looking for better ways to make human tissue so they can treat injuries and disease. Lab-grown tissue, they say, one day is going to replace damaged nerve cells if you have a spinal cord injury, or repair a site on your heart that was scarred from possibly a heart attack. So that's what they're saying it's going to be used for. Well, last but not least in the Quack Report tonight, we're going to talk about back pain. You know, chronic back pain, always a difficult treatment plan there. Researchers from the University of Southern Denmark recently discovered that as many as 50% of all the cases of low back pain could be a result of invading bacteria. And usually back pain, you got back pain, you can't fix it with exercise and whatever, then, of course, you go for the surgery, right? Well, this new study is changing all that. Scientists have discovered that patients with herniated discs often have bacterial infections that entered at some point through their damaged disc area, led to some bone swelling, and resulted in pain and, of course, a herniated disc. Nearly half of the patients that have slipped discs and herniated discs, they say, have infections, according to the new research. Now, patients were given a combination of antibiotics, amoxicillin, and another drug called clavulanate for about 3 months, and they said there was an 80% improvement in pain levels, and some of them even were considered cured. So Peter Hyman, he's a neurological consultant and a spinal surgeon at the University College of London. He said this recently. He said, we're talking about probably half of all spinal surgeries for back pain being replaced by antibiotic therapy. That's huge. The data was published in the European Spinal Journal, and the type of bacteria, this is interesting, that affects these discs in the back and stuff, is the same kind of bacteria that gives you skin acne. Isn't that weird? Right. Such bacteria normally doesn't cause harm and pain, but they say because it gets lodged in between spinal discs, it multiplies and damages tissue and bone, causes inflammation, and, of course, the pain. So I'm not a big fan of antibiotics, but if you avoid surgery and it's just a temporary course of antibiotics, you know, worse of two evils, right? And then, you know, later you could use some probiotics and some organ cleansing to remove the pharmaceutical residues and be on your way, right? And just be careful there with bacteria. Do your preventative stuff. And if you've been listening to Herb Talk, you know what that is. Mm-hmm. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, we're going to be talking about the insect supplements. That's what I'm calling this segment. I have to ask, has world hunger of the world, has it become such a problem that we need to invent alternative food? You know, I have to ask because several sources have world hunger. World hunger is, 800 to 925 million range. And some have it as high as 1.2 billion people are hungry. So we are being told that there's a minimum about 12% of the global population that are malnourished and starving. Scientists warn that the planet can't sustain the global population. Now, the New York Times, they did a story back in 2009 on this growing problem, stating that scientific experts feared that the world needed to increase food production by 50 to 70% by 2030, or there would be death by hunger would exceed the billion mark. So, you know, it has been said that global food production has been increased, though, and yet we still have hunger. And why is that? Could it be that, you know, the poor and the hungry make good political hockey pucks? Well, the UN and the American agencies tend to leverage hunger on the worldwide scale as a negotiation point. Agriculture used to be an important part of aid with regards to combating hunger, you know, contributing about 17% of foreign assistance back in the 1980s. But for some reason, the United States feels that agriculture is no longer the answer, as foreign aid agencies have shifted away from agricultural development. So what is the scientific solution to world hunger? Well, they seem to be reinventing food, you know, GM crops and, you know, cloned meat grown in a lab. We reported on that recently. The Maastricht University in the Netherlands, they're refine-tuning a production of cloned meat grown in their lab. Yeah. So in May of 2013, just this month, the United Nations reported their report. They've revisited this idea of using insects or bugs as a supplement to the human diet as an answer to world hunger. So I've also seen reports where overseas they have mentioned replacing the sugary and salty snacks with insects to combat obesity and diabetes. Now, in the United Nations report, they recommended eating bugs for protein and to reduce the pollution production of conventional agricultural protocols. Now, apparently, bug supplements are a big hit overseas. A lot of cultures are already eating bugs. Westerners, they're saying, you just need to get over the disgust of the idea of crunching on crickets and join us 2 million already trading our gummy bears for cricket clusters. Uh-huh. Well, it's time for America to wake up, they're saying. The folks in the West are just not utilizing the alternative food source of beetles, wasps, and ants. We're being told that by agreeing to eat bugs, we will help save the planet because, you know, insects have a low environmental footprint. Just think of the nutrition you will be getting, low fat, high protein. Hey, I could see this benefit being leveraged by the diet plans like Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers. What do you think? So bug bites will be highly recommended for undernourished children. And forget eating steak, crickets will deliver the same protein, they say, and can be harvested for less money and don't produce the carbon footprint cows are said to produce. Does that sound good? You know, trade that steak for a cricket plate, right? Well, you know, we're told it's not disgusting, it's a delicacy. That's right. We're told that eating insects is really a delicacy and we're lucky to eat them. So if you go to South Africa, certain caterpillars are an expensive delicacy there. So animal feed companies are supplementing with insects. In the UN report, they are strongly recommending adding insects to restaurant menus. Well, if that happens in the United States, you can forget about getting your meal for free when you find a bug on your entree. Forget it. supposed to be there. You may get charged more for the protein. All right. Well, you know, this isn't a new idea. This idea of supplementing the human diet with insects is nothing new. In 2001, Nature reported on experimenting with mealworm larvae, which is a protein source, and they added it to tortillas. That's right. Using mealworms as a meat source proved interesting to the test subjects eating them at the Technological Institute in Mexico. Apparently, the fatty acids in the mealworm made the tortillas taste better. At least that's what they said. So if Tuesday is your taco night at your house, can you see adding parasites to your tortillas? I'd have a hard time with that. I would. You know, there's not enough cervezas to help get me to eat that. I'm sorry. Okay, let's talk about the overseas markets for a minute. If you happen to go to the markets overseas, especially in the Asian countries, they have all these kinds of foods and meats sitting in the open air markets, you know, allowing even live bugs to have access to the food. Now, in the U.S. marketplace, this is prohibited, and some would be fined or even arrested if that were the case. So eating bugs overseas is no biggie. You don't see a problem. So where did the disgust of eating bugs come from? Well, I would say the instruction not to eat certain foods came from God, right? Because in Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14, we're told that we're not supposed to eat any creeping thing that flies and has 4 feet, for it is unclean and an abomination. You know, I, for one, do not have a problem not eating any creeping thing with wings and 4 legs. Not a problem. Not at all. Well, let's talk about this echo protein. That's what they're calling it. It's true that in the ancient times, you know, people ate bugs, you know, during times of famine or when the locust destroyed all the crops. The people would have to eat the bugs. There's nothing else. However, that is in a severe circumstance. And we're being told that, you know, 80% of the planet voluntarily right now eats insects for protein. Really? Well, you know, while the folks in the U.S. are, you know, grabbing the Roundup to kill the pests, people in other countries are serving up the pests with a garnish. Seems to me this bug-eating protein push may be part of the UN's Agenda 21. Livestock produce too many greenhouse gas emissions, according to the UN report. Your fast food meal is not so healthy for you, but the UN finds it detrimental to the planet. So bugs don't take up too much space or create any messy fertilizer that could blow up buildings, and they're easy to harvest due to their speedy reproduction cycle. So the UN sees your chicken, your pork, and your beef as an SUV, and bugs, well, they're the Toyota Prius, okay? That's right. Well, let's talk about the top 10 reasons the United Nations and some other agencies are saying, you know, it's a good idea that we start eating, we get more of our protein from, you know, insects. One reason is, of course, the nutrient resource, they're saying. Number two is per pound, it is more productive to raise bugs for protein than it is cows. Number three, you reduce the need for animal antibiotics, growth hormones, and slaughterhouses. Number four, bug raising uses less of the planet's resources, such as water, 1,000 times less. Number five, the FDA, they say, already makes allowances for 150-plus insect fragments to be present in 100 grams, that's 3.5 ounces, of processed foods, such as your flour. So if the FDA is allowing some bug to be in there, they're saying you're already eating it. Okay, number six. Most world cultures already are eating bugs as a delicacy. Number seven, insects will be deemed a food crop and will reduce the use of pesticides. Number eight, bugs taste good, they say, and the bug larvae taste like bacon. Okay, Number 9, animal rights activists will be happy. And lastly, number 10, bug protein is an inexpensive greenhouse source that will save starving people. Wow. You know, my question is, bugs are everywhere. Why do starving people need the UN's Agenda 21 to gather up some bugs for dinner, right? Why can't they just get them right now? You know, they're starving. Why do the starving people need to wait for governments to give permission to eat bugs, to mass produce, or to market bugs for sale? Ah, that's the reason right there. Market them for sale. Well, hey, you know, starving people, they don't have the money to buy bugs. And why would they? When they can just, you know, catch a few of them on their own and crunch away. So I don't think the UN has encountered a dietitian from the United States, because if they had, they would find out that dietitians would rather eat a hot dog loaded with nitrate and unknown fillers before they ate any bugs. So I guess the U.S. dietitians, they haven't read the book Edible Insects, Future Prospects for Food and Feed Security. Yes, the UN wants us to encourage us to develop bug farms. And I think the UN report gave this reason: domesticating and rearing insects to sustain the population. So the domesticating of bugs may seem silly, but is necessary if you plan to feed the world with bug protein. And the reason is, if you don't control what the bugs eat, they could consume something that makes them too toxic for humans to eat. So if a bug eats a certain plant, it could metabolize a toxin, making the bug as deadly as a snake bite. So this is probably why God said not to eat certain insects, because they like plants, and those plants may make them poisonous. Okay, so, you know, this might work, though, to a certain advantage. This UN report could come in handy for parents who have children that really don't want to eat their vegetables. You know, given a choice of eating the broccoli or a pile of beetles, which would the kid elect to eat? Well, it might be coming in handy, right? Bug supplements, you know, I don't know if you recall a few months back, the U.S. Customs, they confiscated dietary supplements from China containing insect ingredients. Now, I don't suppose you're going to see insect supplements on store shelves anytime soon, but it makes sense for those in the Asian countries who do eat bugs that they would also have them in their dietary supplement products. However, that's not how Americans live, right? We don't like bugs. You know, our roach hotels, the roaches go in, don't come out. You know, Al Adass said that. And, you know, he was quipping that it could be, you know, a new, you know, kind of convenient dinner, roach hotel dinner. Gross. Well, let's talk about the protein, because that's the big thing. That's what the UN is saying, that starving people need protein. Well, the UN report was concerned about malnutrition and people not getting enough protein. So there are other foods that we could consider for protein instead of animal products or even the bugs. Protein is made of amino acids, and there are about 20 common amino acids, which must be supplied through food because our bodies can't metabolize it. There are about 9 essential amino acids us humans must have, or malnutrition is going to occur. We got to have histidine, we have to have isoleucine, we have to have leucine, lysine, methylithione, pennethiathine, thionone, tryptophan, and valine. We have to have those things. So the protein provided in plants is used as a chelating agent for mineral uptake. So the word chelate comes from the Greek word chele, meaning claw, as the chelate surrounds the trace minerals for absorption. So this pure nutrition will enter the blood, and the amino acids will feed all the tissue, all your organs such as your spleen, testes, thymus, thyroid, adrenal glands, brain, bones, heart, muscle, blood, liver, lungs, pancreas, pituitary, kidneys, skin, prostate, ovary, and nails are all going to require these 9 essential amino acids that you find in plants. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the best plant nutrition. Here is a list of vegetables and some herb sources that will feed your starving planet with some protein as high as 70%. Okay, that's pretty high. Spirulina, wheat germ, broccoli, fenugreek, cauliflower, asparagus, sienna leaf, cabbage, feverfew, nettle leaf, horseradish, peppermint leaf, parsley, yellow dock root, alfalfa, pumpkin seeds, plantain herb, juniper berries, peanuts, and spinach. So if you want protein, there's a really good list. But, you know, if you want to look for the best herb supplements, you know who to call for your professional strength herbal supplements. You know you should call Apothecary Herbs. And you're going to find that all that plant protein, all the plant protein you'll ever need is going to be in their Body Foundation food mix. Yep, just throw it in some juice and drink it down, and you're good. If you want to give them a call, they'll send you a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Or you can visit them online and order there at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Hey, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You don't need bugs. No. I mean, there's nothing else. Yeah. And make sure they're the right kind. No wings, no 4 feet, okay? God said don't eat those. They're bad. They're probably going to make you sick. Well, if you're on the website for thepowerherbs.com, don't forget to check out their newsletter section and sign up for that, because this week's issues, you got a 15% discount coupon that you could use towards your herbal products at thepowerherbs.com website. You could use that coupon also on the phone if you want to place an order, and on your mail-in order if you want. So if you haven't signed up, you can do that. The American Survival Newsletter goes out on Tuesdays, and the Health Quest Newsletter goes out on Fridays. So if you want to sign up for that, it'll go out tomorrow, and you can get your discount coupon, and you can shop this weekend and save 15%. So check that out at thepowerherbs.com. Sign up and be empowered with free information that goes out every week, and get discounts. What could be better than that? Also, big heads up to our UK friends. We're allowed to ship our products now to you personally on personal orders under $3,000. So European Union usually doesn't like herbs being imported in, but UK says on personal orders we can send in a few things. So we're so excited that if you live in the UK, we can once again serve you and wish you well. That's awesome. And don't forget to, sign up for the newsletters. Dr. Carly writes for the American Survival, Ty Bollinger, Cancer Truth Chronicles, Melanie Cedarstrom, a discount, gives you the financial update, Alfred Adask as well. And just to give you a smattering of empowering information that you're not going to get anywhere else, really not. And it's free. I see by the clock, we got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk about an anti-aging plan, how you can look good for longer, and it's not going to be expensive. There's no plastic surgery involved. None of that. We'll be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I'm all right. Nobody's heard about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm all right. Don't nobody heard about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're all right. At least everybody here on American Voice Radio is. We're going to be talking about anti-aging plan for you. That's coming up right now. And, you know, want to look better, you know, stay away from the surgery and the expense of it all. And, you know, there's some people out there that can't stop going to get plastic surgery once they start. It's kind of freaky. Well, as we get older, we become more interested in ways to help us look younger and to increase our life expectancy. However, looking into healthy living should have, you know, should have started, though, really at the beginning of life and not near the end of the lifespan. So if you've been doing some proactive things over the years, you're going to look younger longer. And also, if you get some regular exercise in, it's a stress reliever, and that makes you look younger longer. So compiled life expectancy rates, you know, tend to help us get a picture of the overall health of people, especially in various countries. Longevity actually means long life, and we do have some influences over how long we can live. Now, living healthy will impact how long you live and the quality of life. And the sooner you start that healthy lifestyle, the fewer problems you'll tend to have down the road. So at the age of 60, we can't all look as young as, you know, some of these movie stars, right? Like Dick Clark, he always looked pretty young, right? However, there are always some natural things that we can use to stave off the aging process as long as your DNA code's going to allow, okay? Let's look at a little history. World history is full of legends, mysteries, and folklore, you know, searching for, you know, the promoting ways to increase the human lifespan. Now, organ transplants and cryogenics is a modern attempt, you know, at the foundation of youth. How long are we supposed to live? Well, verifying someone's age over 100 takes, you know, digging into records past 1906 or so, which can be difficult to find. Now, the scientific guess is that our current maximum lifespan is about 120 years, with the average person living about 83 years. So if this is accurate, we are doing a whole lot wrong, and we're cheating ourselves out of about 30 or 40 years. However, if you believe that the CDC, what they say that life expectancy of Americans is increasing based on the death rates that, you know, because they've decreased, but what about the quality of life, you know, not able to walk up a flight of stairs, you know, participate in some activities, you know, when, you know, a couple generations back, they were doing all that. Now, the CDC is saying that age-related death has decreased significantly regarding 8 of the 15 leading causes of death, you know, cancer, heart disease, accidents, diabetes, influenza, blood pressure, and, you know, physical assaults, you know, injuries. So I personally don't believe that at all. I think that allopathic treatments for these types of diseases are not cures, but are merely a delay of the inevitable. It's a disease management protocol. So I don't think quality of life's any better, to be honest. Well, let's look at the longevity rates. It can be interesting and even eye-opening to discover how long the people of different cultures are living. For instance, there was a significant gap between whites and blacks in America from 1983 to 1993, but the gap got smaller from 1993 to 2000. So the correlating data was compiled in a nutshell. It came down to basically heart disease, injuries, infant mortality, and homicide. According to a 2010 report in the New York Times, 39 million Americans currently 65 and over. By 2030, they hypothesized that this number is going to increase to 50% or 79 million. So you have to wonder about the quality of life for our aging population. About 35% over 85 no longer have their natural teeth. And men are 14 times more likely to commit suicide. World governments, such as they have statistics that promote their propaganda, and they also use healthcare systems to do that. But I don't mean to be pessimistic here, but baby boomer generation is getting older, which I'm part of that. I'm at the tail end of the baby boomers, but I'm in there. Plus, the average person looks at allopathic medicine for expensive healthcare answers, and therefore, you know, I don't see our lifespan increasing, but I do see it decreasing. So if you are waiting for drug companies to come up with a pill made from antioxidants or green tea or red wine to increase longevity, you're going to be waiting a while, you know, because that's not their goal. Their goal is to manage your disease until you're dead. Sorry, I had to say it. There it is. So while you're waiting, have a glass of red wine and maybe a cup of green tea. Keep in mind that, you know, that you take all the relevant factors that have influenced health, such as improved sanitation, the invention of refrigeration, advances in medicine. It still doesn't change the data that our life tapers off around 100. Very few people are living past that. So this means the average lifespan may have increased, but the maximum lifespan has not. So as long as we have government-run healthcare or any benefits of, you know, for those retired, you will never see maximum lifespan increase. Nope. So you can maximize now your personal lifespan. You can do that now. Did you know that? With just a few tweaks of your diet, your lifestyle, including getting some more nutrition. Overall, health experts agree that if you eat more foods containing anti-aging nutrition, that you'll be able to be healthier overall and you can live longer. So the general guidelines include more organic fiber, antioxidants, beta-carotene-rich foods, live enzyme foods, photonutrients, like in your raw foods, less cooked foods, some natural, not synthetic vitamins, especially vitamin C and E, and calcium from plants, to name just a few. Now, processed foods really don't have the nutrition, so cooking from scratch also is going to benefit you, and eating more fresh fruits and vegetables as well. Now, let's talk about some of the anti-aging herbs. There are a few that you can tap. It's a miracle from God, really, that some of these herbs have life extension nutrition in them, which is essential, especially, you know, as we age. Plenty of research has been published on the antioxidant protection of milk thistle, ginkgo, and even grapeseed. Now, there are a few more powerful herbs that if you take them regularly, that you'll put some miles ahead of you and be way ahead of the Medicare crowd and Medicaid. So let's talk about them. Garlic's on the list. Not only will garlic normalize cholesterol levels, but it helps with blood pressure. It protects you from free radicals. Your blood vessels more elastic. They don't damage as easily. And also it deters blood clots. So some research indicates that garlic may even prevent cancer, okay? Now, on the list also is your ginger root. I love ginger. I love it. It improves your digestion. It helps, you know, if you get a little nauseated, it helps stop, you know, vomiting and stuff. But ginger also improves blood flow to the digestive system and to the small capillaries. And it helps the blood reach these extremities. You know, you're in the bottom of your feet. It helps more rich blood get to your brain. So essential fatty acids, amino acids, and vitamins and minerals are going to be in your ginger root, which enhance the absorption of other nutrients that you're taking in. Also on the list is your ginkgo. Everyone's heard how ginkgo is great for improving memory, but few people understand how it accomplishes this. This herb will accumulate in your brain tissue, and several studies using ginkgo reveal it helps improve brain function like alertness, mood, memory, concentration, and cognitive function. So these studies noticed that patients with a history of headaches or vertigo also had lessened or removed these symptoms totally with ginkgo. Other studies say ginkgo protects cell membranes from damage. Ginseng is on the list, I prefer American or Siberian, but if you have Korean or Chinese, that's great. Ginseng has a history of helping us stay young and active. It is often referred to as a longevity herb. Now, in China, the elderly are rarely without their ginseng. So how does ginseng help? Well, science suspects that ginseng boosts our estrogen and testosterone levels, which boost our energy levels and improve digestion. Hawthorn berries is also on the list. These berries are known for their protective benefit of the heart muscle and overall the vascular system. So if you take hawthorn berries on a regular basis, it improves the blood flow through your heart muscle. It also improves oxygen delivery to the heart and strengthens it. Now, if the Heart Association wants to decrease heart disease rates in America, they actually should look into hawthorn berries. Lastly, it's milk thistle. It's on the list as well. And you've heard milk thistle is great at regenerating the liver and the cells of the liver. This is a powerful antioxidant in its own right. It has silymarin in it, and the liver likes this antioxidant. It also helps the liver to drive away disease that could affect the liver cells. And it helps to replace the healthy, the dying cells with healthy ones. So another benefit of the milk thistle, it improves your digestion, especially when you get into your elderly years. So milk thistle is an excellent herb to have on hand. So all the herbs that we've just talked about, you know, you're going to find in professional strength liquid concentrates at the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they have that. So you can check it out at thepowerherbs.com. If you're looking for the ginkgo, it's in a product called Brain Concentrate. So, and they do have the ginseng and, of course, the garlic and your milk thistle and so forth. So check that out there at thepowerherbs.com. Or give them a call toll-free at 866-229-3663 to request your free product catalog, 866-229-3663. Or if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, and you can get a free product catalog mailed to you, first-class mail. All right. By the way, we have a free new catalog coming out. It's at the printers, yay, finally. And so we hope to have that in around the end of May. So, but we do have a current one still in stock, but our new one will be here soon. So we can send you what we have, and then when the new one comes in, we can send that to you too. All right, let's talk about some interesting issues here. A lot of people don't realize how, we were just talking about bugs in the first half hour of the show that, you know, bugs have more protein and feed the hungry and that's so forth and so on. But there's some other plants here that really have some great benefits that we may not be tapping into, but we should, and we should more often. We're going to talk about natural modin, E-M-O-D-I-N, modin. Scientists have been examining some chemicals in our plants. And certain plant chemicals are worth their weight in gold, and medical science understands this. However, they also understand the fact that they can't profit. They can also profit by us not using them. If they can't make a drug out of it, they want to make sure that you don't have the natural source, or they're going to, you know, kind of point you in another direction. So there are a few powerful plants that can stop the jaws of death. Did you know that? Turning them into synthetic patented substances is the goal of your pharmaceutical company. However, we already have the natural substance. It's already available, which can protect the human body from serious disease. Unfortunately, expensive prescription substances to treat serious disease may be more profitable, but not more successful. So, if you were a CEO of a pharmaceutical giant, would you tell the public about a natural, effective, and inexpensive substance, or would you make every effort to conceal or discredit that option to sell your product? Well, let's talk about Imodin. What is it? Well, the definition of Imodin is a crystalline phenolic compound. It's found in plants, which is often used as a laxative. Now, the international scientific community explains the word Imodin as a Latin form of Phaeon Imodi, which is a species of rhubarb. Indeed, you will find the compound Imodin in rhubarb, but you'll also find it in aloe, buckthorn, sienna, Cascara sagrada, and some others. But according to Webster's Dictionary, Imodin is a compound that offers anti-inflammatory and anti-cancer benefits. So the National Cancer Institute confirms that Imodin is anti-inflammatory and has anti-cancer effects. Let's look at some of the studies real quick. Did you know that your medical doctor and your pharmacist are aware that plants containing natural emodin compounds can protect you and even heal you from serious diseases like cancer? They know this because they've read the many studies done by the National Cancer Institute, which reported that emodin compound is responsible for killing cancerous tumors. Layer that puppy with a little dandelion root, which kills all cancer cells. Oh, man, do you have it made? Okay, so emodin is actually toxic to cancer. So does emodin medicine help promote the safe use of the natural plant compounds so that we can be healthy? No. They take the toxic properties from these plants and use them to make toxicity studies. So many of these are performed in lab animals in which, you know, reports are stated that emodin affected the DNA synthesis and it promoted tumor growth and this and that. But in many cases, they exposed that animals under UVB light radiation was the reason. The light is capable of damaging biological organisms. So the lab animals given emodin and were not exposed to the UVB light did not experience tumor growth, but the public was told that the emodin can be toxic and a carcinogen. So at the very least, the message is if you use any substance contained in emodin, you had better limit the your exposure to the sun. Other scientific work done on emodin was to find a way to use it as a drug for type 2 diabetes. Lab animals studies show that the emodin compound offers insulin resistance. The pharmaceutical company studied rhubarb emodin and were all excited that they had the next cancer drug and diabetic drug and pancreatic cancer drug. But what was also interesting is that during their study, they also found that emodin protects you from glutamate toxicity. So the drug companies really couldn't get the drug to work. You know? And the reason is when you look at your natural plant compounds that have those strong chemicals that actually have an action in the body, they also have buffer alkaloids come with them, the mineral nutrition elements that are required for the proper uptake so the body can utilize and metabolize it properly. And when you don't have those, well, then you get side effects, see? Well, let's talk about how does it work. Well, emodin is a bitter compound in your medicinal plants. It stimulates the liver and your bowel to work. So what are the jobs of these two organs? Well, to filter out toxins which create disease. Dr. John Christopher, a master herbalist and founder of the School of Natural Healing, was intimidated by authorities to stop informing people that certain herbs containing emodin offer cancer protection. So when the emodin stimulates the bowel through a peristaltic action, it helps protect and rid the body of colon cancer. So the nutrition, of course, in your wheatgrass has some antioxidants in it, and it's been proven to reverse cancer, so you can use that as well, which explains the explosion on the wheatgrass popularity, you know, people were juicing it and so forth. So if you are concerned about serious diseases like cancer, you can tap into some of God's natural protection and assist your body in killing that cancer. So if you're not, it's not unusual for people to start using anti-cancer plants and experience the body removing tumors on their own. The body's going to decide how to deal with that tumor. Okay, either it's going to dissolve and eat it, you know, just dissolve it away, or maybe it'll just push it out through the body somehow. So anti-cancer foods, nutrients in some foods are geared more at protecting the body from carcinoma. Foods rich in antioxidants and beta-carotene and vitamin B17, which is your laetril. Herbs such as your aloe, astragalus root, alfalfa, barley, and wheatgrass. Your garlic, red clover, and poke root. Blood root, of course, dandelion root. All going to be great. Foods like carrots, onions, watercress, apricots, and the apricot pit. Berries like blackberry, boysenberry, elderberry, mulberry. All going to have that nutrition to help your body dispose of any cancer threat. Apple seeds and millet grain are also going to have that nutrient. So if you would like more details on some vitamin B17, which is a great anti-cancer nutrient, then we have a list we can send you free of charge. You can ask the folks at Apothecary Herbs to send it to you either through the regular mail, or they can email it to you. So all you got to do is give them a call at 866-229-3663, and they'll send you that information. Or you can go to their website, thepowerherbs.com, and email your request from there. Now, I know we're coming down to the bottom of the hour, or to the close of the show, so I'm going to have to pick up the pace and just tell you, you can purify your system of carcinogens and threats that weaken the body and really help you not only stay looking younger, but also feel more revitalized, more vital. And so do your organ cleansing. Try to fit that in. And if you're looking at cleansing, you want to start with your bowel cleanse first. And, of course, it has plants in there with Imodium in it. So you're going to protect yourself from that cancer threat. So I would check it out for yourself. You can go to thepowerherbs.com. And they do have the organ cleansing section. Now, if you want to learn more about how to go about organ cleansing, they do have a section called Healthy Guidelines. And it kind of spells it out for you, how to go about organ cleansing safely and properly, because you want to make sure that you give the body the proper exit route for these toxins so you can purge more toxins and not feel sick. So there's a proper way to go about it. You got to have the right tools, and you have to have the right instructions. And the people at Apothecary Herbs have been doing organ cleansing for over 13 years, and they do empower you with information and quality tools. And, of course, they do have product support if you have questions or concerns. So your system cleanses must be done in order for your safety and success. Do check that out, thepowerherbs.com. Now, when you get your product catalog, it'll even show you the order of the organ cleanses. So it makes it really easy. You just follow the steps, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you can get through your organ cleansing in a very short time. And you do not want to do an total body cleanse all at one time. That is really not healthy. Purging toxins can be taxing. So you want to cleanse one area at a time, and you want to open the evacuation route for cleanses to leave the body. So you must start with the bowel first, and then you can move to the urinary, and you can do the other organs after that. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse and nourish the body, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, well, they're the experts in that, as well as immune boosting. They're going to help you out. Give them a call toll-free and ask for their catalog. The toll-free number is 866-229-3663, because when you cleanse and nourish, you got most of your health problems pretty much whooped. You do. If you got a healthy lifestyle and you're not putting, you know, really bad foods into the body, or you're not putting a lot of toxic chemicals and drugs into the body, you're not going to have too many problems. 866-229-3663 is the toll-free 24/7 number, or you can visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You're more powerful than you think. You just got to have the right tools and the information, see? And a lot of folks are finding out that, you know, drugs for life make them a hostage. You know, if you got to have the drug, if you can't live without it, doesn't that kind of make you a pharmaceutical hostage? I think so. Well, I'm about out of time. Don't forget, coming up Tuesday, the 21st, Dr. Carly's going to be here with us. So we're going to be talking about what she knows about, you know, the new vaccines and things like that. So she'll be with us. Of course, you want to check out her website. Her banner is on the links page at thepowerherbs.com. So you just go to the link page off the website, thepowerherbs.com, and click on her banner and get on over there. And, of course, if you're looking for more healthy information, the folks at Seattle Organic Restaurants also have a banner there, so you can click on that and get over there. They have tons of healthy information on lifestyle stuff that you'll love, so check that out and tell them I sent you. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.